America Weekend. Just a lonely
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stalfo.
Our next guest has been for decades and continues to be an influential force in rock music. His new live album, UK 2015 Face the Music Tour, is now available on CD and digital platforms at Amazon and iTunes. It is quite a pleasure to say hello to Nils Lofgren. Nils, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ed. Hi, Christina. It's great to be on the radio with you. And it's nice to have a new live record. You can get it at nilslofgren.com, too. But I've been in the UK in January, and you know, after 26 months with the E Street Band, I was just deeply focused on doing my own shows again and didn't have much of an overview except Night to Night doing good work. And it was my wife, Amy, who implored us to record them because she's seen me a lot and thought it was some of the best shows I'd ever done. And it led to this great new live CD we've got.
Very nice. And the one thing that I really love about this, that it was your wife, Amy, who said, you know what, this is going so well, we got to start recording this stuff because this stuff is gold. I mean, this is an album.
Smart lady.
And isn't it amazing how wise kind of help the situation, Nils?
Well, you know, Amy's beautiful. She's, in addition to just being a fabulous, you know, friend and soulmate and wife, one of the first dates we were on, I started asking her about music, and out of the blue, she recited the entire lyric to In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
Wow.
And she's not burdened by any of the showbiz crap, and she's got a great ear, and she's seen me a lot, and she's supportive but critical and tells me what she sees, good and bad. And I was kind of surprised when she just said, wow, I mean, I was feeling a little under the weather. It was the dead of winter in England, working hard to do good shows. She said, Nils, I think these are the best shows you've done. You got to record them. And, you know, very grateful she came up with the idea. She also, she's a professional cook, but as a kid, she used to do merchandise way back in the Ryder trucks, you know, boxes full of cash days with people like, you know, the Beach Boys and the Tubes and Toto and Doobie Brothers.
Wow.
So she designs these great T-shirts and posters for us. And she actually in England, because we're on a bus, which is kind of a home, she'll come and sell the T-shirts with the bus driver and the CDs and before and after the show. And we call it the show after show. I'll go out and sign everything. But people would come in January and say, hey, can I get the show I just saw? And we had similar CDs, but not an updated current live record. So she said, we got to get this show because it's great. And we accomplished that and had it this whole last month. We were in the UK and people loved having the show they just saw to access.
I am so impressed by your wife. Like that's like my goal, to be that wife for somebody.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, all you've got to do is go out and sing. She's handling every other aspect of the empire here. That is
all I got to do is go out and sing.
Well, you know what I mean.
I'm joking. I can't tell you. Look, it's funny now. After 47 years on the road, I've got this annoying homesickness because I have this beautiful home. And admittedly, like Amy says, it's a champagne problem, high-end problem. But my four dogs give me dirty looks when I pull out the suitcase. And even Amy and I joked, even though we were together for a month, we missed our home and our dogs and just our life.
Yeah.
And what it does is it makes the show have a deeper focus and gratitude. And for me to have my wife setting up all afternoon and meeting and greeting people before and after the show, and me to get a chance to sing and play after 47 years, people still show up in some little town in England. It's really a powerful reminder how grateful I am for all this. And so I'll go out and sign for an hour and meet people and say hello. And it's just a great grassroots thing we can do over there. And I hope we have many more trips like that.
That's terrific. You know, everybody knows you as a longtime member of the E Street Band. You mentioned a 47-year solo career. Tell us the differences for you from being in such a successful band to performing solo. What are the differences?
Well, you know, obviously, when you're a couple things come to mind. When you're the band leader, of course, you're going to sing every lyric, and you're going to play most of the solos. When you're in a great band, whether it's Ringo or Neil Young or Bruce Springsteen, you get to play pedal steel, lap steel, bottleneck, dobro, acoustic rhythms a lot. You get to sing harmonies with great harmony singers. Band leaders don't get to do that, you know. And when you're singing, you kind of play rhythm, so you can't do these nice touches and subtle things because, you know, to sing is the full full-time job. So it's a different chance to have a different musical focus. And even in the 70s, I did a six-week festival tour of stadiums with The Who in Europe and AC/DC when Bon Scott was alive. That was beautiful. And in 82 or 3, I did a trans stadium tour with Neil Young. So I was used to the big venues when E Street moved into them for the first time in the Born USA tour into stadiums. But the big difference, too, when I do these nightclubs that I'll be doing at the end of March, I've got about 18 gigs already on the books. You can find it at nilsoffman.com. You've got 300-500 people, and they're on top of you. They're at your feet. And it's easy to get down in it and get lost in the music, whereas in a stadium, I might focus on the band and kind of, you know, you can't ignore the sound and the energy of the crowd, but I try not to look at the stadiums because it's like a spectacle that can distract you, and I'll just focus on the band and the music for about a half an hour before I look around, whereas in a little club, you tend to get down in it immediately because people are on top of you, and that's a good thing.
Well, it's more of an intimate atmosphere. I mean, as a music lover, I love going to live shows. I appreciate more a show in a smaller venue because I feel like it's so much of an intimate atmosphere, and it's not like, you know, that grand right. feeling, and you feel like you're looking up at the person playing, and you're like, oh, they're right there. I could touch them.
No, I'm with you. We just, not too long ago, one of the best shows we've seen in years was a little Crescent Ballroom, 400-seat place, people standing. We had a seat right at the corner of the stage to see Macy Gray. And you almost feel voyeuristic because you're, like, at her feet.
Right.
And she's walking around. She had, of course, my wife was impressed. She had three outfit changes in these gowns. But she was so great. And to, like, literally be at her feet for an hour and a half, it was very powerful, and not to take anything away from great bands in a stadium. Nobody does it better than Bruce, but yes, the intimate setting does allow for a kind of a experience that is unique.
You know, to talk about the larger experience for a moment, let's get back to the E Street Band. It has become so ingrained in terms of the fiber and fabric of rock music for over 30 years. That has, I think, the most faithful and involved fan base that any band has ever seen over all these years. People memorize playlists from night to night, the whole thing. It's incredible, just the entire life that band has taken on.
Yeah, look, I was buying tickets. I met Bruce 1970, his band Steel Mill and my band Grin did an audition night for Bill Graham at the Fillmore West, and I was buying tickets to see him play through the 70s and early 80s. Of course, now, you know, I got a much better seat. It takes a little bit more preparation, but I wouldn't change it for the world. And the fact that we do improv shows, I think last tour we played over 250 different songs. So what happens is you never, ever do the same show twice, and you'll get a lot of repeat audiences knowing they're going to see something unique and great that they'll never see again, and that's the beauty. One of my favorite parts of Bruce and the E Street Band.
All right, Nils, my favorite question to ask people, and this is going to be a hard one for you, I think, but just because you've been in the industry for 47 years plus, dream collaborations,
right,
living or dead? I mean, people... Neil Young, Ringo Starr, and Willie Nelson on the list of people you performed with. I know this is going to be a toughie, but is there a dream collaboration or someone that you haven't performed with?
Well, if you say living or dead, right, what comes to mind is Muddy Waters, Sam Cooke, Ray Charles, to name a few, Billie Holiday.
Wow.
But I've played with so many people, and I just at this point don't want to get greedy. But yes, anytime you get to work with someone great, and those are some of the names that come to mind. When Muddy Waters, I was a teenager, and I saw him in Washington, D.C. do two shows, and I snuck into the dressing room. He let me watch him play cards before the show with his band.
Wow.
And, you know, in hindsight now, if I wasn't such a scared rookie, that would have been a dream to have Muddy bring me up and play the blues with him.
How cool is that? You know, one thing I have to touch on real fast before we go, one thing that sticks in my mind that you did outside of the music world, 1990, Howard Stern set you up to take you on one-on-one in basketball at the Nassau Coliseum. How did that whole thing come about? You and Howard Stern playing one-on-one basketball on Channel 9 in New York.
Well, you know, Howard started in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And I did his radio show there, so we had a history. I befriended Kevin McHale, the famous Hall of Fame basketball player of the Celtics, during his heyday at the opening night of the Born USA tour. It was in Minnesota where he lived. So anyway, we'd go to see Celtic games. He'd come to see us play. We got to a good friendship going with the team. And I just come from a visit at his home where I got to play with the Celtics. And I went to New York to do Howard's show in New York. And he asked, where you been? I told him. And he said, well, I don't know how to play basketball, but how tall are you? And I said, I'm 5'3". He said, well, I'm 6'5", so you could never beat me.
Oh, and I said, well, what a matchup.
I said, well, you can't say never beat you, but anyway, so we got in an argument about him being 6'5", and could destroy me no matter the fact he didn't know much about the game, and it led to the challenge match, which was a great hour of shtick TV, and fortunately, I beat him 34-4.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow.
Putting up with all his insults was worth it.
And it's still on YouTube, so it's a fun watch for anyone. Once again, Nils' latest album, UK 2015 Face the Music Tour, available now on CD and at Amazon and iTunes, also at Nils' website, nilslofgren.com. Also, keep in mind those tour dates that are coming up in 2016. Nils, best of luck with both the album and the upcoming tour, and thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you both. Thanks for spreading the word for me.
You too.
Thanks,
take care.
You too. His wife is like his rock, it seems like.
His rock, his manager, his t-shirt maker, his tour coordinator. Makes me kind of yearn for a wife that would kind of handle all the stuff in the show as well. All right, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harris with you. Interesting news on the cholesterol front. The New England Journal of Medicine has just published a study showing that the common B vitamin known as niacin outperformed the commercial cholesterol drug known as Zetia. What does this mean? Well, given today's healthcare controversies, the natural B vitamin niacin is 5,800% cheaper while being more effective than Zetia. Seems patients taking niacin showed, quote, significant shrinkage in arterial plaque, one of the main villains in cardiovascular disease. In fact, just as the study hit its full stride, clinical trials were suddenly canceled. One might wonder if Merck found it more desirable to be able to charge 5,800% more for their underperforming laboratory drug than for a simple niacin pill, which anybody can buy at a grocery store for about 4 cents from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
There are plenty of creative people who make a little money on the side from their hobby.
Then there are those who turn their hobby into a full-time business. How do they do it? Movie producer, publisher, and entrepreneur Adam Leipzig knows.
What I found is that the people who actually earn money and sustain themselves well have very good understandings of their own boundaries, and they have a good sense of their self-worth. And they just say, you know, this is what it's worth, and this is what you need to pay me for it. And otherwise, I love you, but I got to walk away.
Yes, creative people often undervalue themselves and their work, so they don't ask for enough.
Turn your hobby into a moneymaker. Have confidence, set boundaries, know your worth, and stand your ground. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.